107.7 Pulse FM, 90s, 2K, and today I'm Leah Halaev. This is Pulse Mornings with Neil Morrison and myself. And I asked you what your favorite color was the other day.
You would have thought it was gray, right?
Yeah, I would have thought gray would have been your favorite because you do tend to wear a lot of gray.
Wintertime I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I wear a ton of gray.
A lot of gray.
But
yeah.
You'll notice there's some white in this shirt I'm wearing today, and there is some blue.
Yeah. So, blue
is my favorite.
Your favorite, but what kind of blue, Neil?
More of an ocean blue, a darker blue.
Not a baby blue?
Not baby blue, no, that's too light. But actually, okay, there's two blues here. I don't know how to describe it. Mm-hmm. That to me would be a very dark blue.
Yes.
This is the blue I like.
That you like.
What is
okay.
that? Like mid blue?
Yeah, or? That's like a medium blue.
Yeah.
That's
I like
the one
that
I picked for your picture on our post, so.
Yeah.
Good call on that.
That's what I
and
like.
And it's still your favorite color.
It is. I went through the period where black was my favorite color, mm-hmm. my teens and early 20s.
Did you wear black makeup?
Eyeliner? Not that I'm aware of.
Uh-huh.
I never woke up going, I look kind of weird today. So mom never did that to me, thank goodness.
Nice.
I wasn't really thinking I was needing of any makeup growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I was, there's just no way you were going to, make this any better.
No, but you were a punk rocker kind of guy,
I was,
right?
We didn't wear makeup, though.
No, okay.
We put a lot of stuff in our hair.
Like dye and...
Dyes and glue.
Frosting the tips and...
No, that was after that. But glue.
Glue? What the...
Yeah,
what?
Glue used to be
You're
a thing.
Joking.
Well, they never made gels and paste back then.
What are you talking about, glue?
Were any good. So we actually put glue in our hair.
Really?
Yeah.
And then, I've never heard of this.
And then after about
it's
a week,
it would
destroy your hair and it would fall out.
And you kept doing it?
No, you had to be true. You had to pick your points. Let's put it that way. But once it was in there, crazy glue especially... It didn't like coming back out.
You put crazy glue in your hair.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Because you see, if you go back to the generation where the punk rockers, you see King's Road in London, you see all these punk rockers with these big haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
It's all glue. They're putting glue in their hair.
That's
what's making it stand up like that. Now you can find a paste that you can have 15-foot long hair and it can be standing straight up.
Glue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Glue, paint, liquid paper. Oh, that was on the jackets
paper.
And stuff used to wear. Yeah.
Where did you come from? A different planet? What's going on here?
Well,
wow. Okay. Well, my favorite color.
We were poor, Leah. We were poor.
My favorite color is pretty much...
Pink.
Well, I had two.
It's pink.
Pink was one of them when I was a kid. And then I also like black as a kid,
That's
too.
That's a bit of a... Yeah. Transition.
And
from
I still
one
like
end
both
the
of
other.
Them. And I
you
still wear
a lot
both
of black.
Them.
I get it. And it looks good on you. I don't see a color that looks bad on you, though. Do you have a color that doesn't look good on you?
Gray is not a good color for me. Yeah.
Because of your
gray
white skin, your sort of northern sort of tone? Or
Northern or sort of tone.
Well, like, how do I word it? I don't want to say your pasty white face. Because it's not.
I know.
But you have very blonde hair.
Yeah.
And you have fair skin. There's the word I'm trying mm-hmm. to find. So gray would kind of tone you differently?
Yeah, it just is not. I mean, I have some gray shirts. And every time I wear them, I'm like, why did I wear this? Because it doesn't wash me out. It just, I don't know. It's not flattering to my skin tone, right. I guess. My right. skin tone. But that's why I don't wear a lot of gray. But
it's funny because, my favorite color is blue. But people mm-hmm. always say I look best in red.
You do look good in red. Yeah, it's good for your skin tone.
Matches my rosacea.
That's what I was going to say, your cheeks, but...
that's pretty much it.
That's your skin tone. No,
so,
but yeah, red looks good on you.
So you put that up on Facebook, did you?
I did, yeah. It's on Facebook at Pulse107.7, and we have some people saying their favorite color. You can always jump in and answer as well. Chelsea says, the second blue shade from the picture I have, which is sort of the one you have. It's the same kind of color.
Mm-hmm.
Christine says purple. She got married in it, and she still wears everything purple.
Purple's a tough color, too.
And she also has tattoos with purple. Yeah, purple's a color that's not that flattering on me either, although people say that, and I don't think so.
I don't see purple looking good on a lot of people. But if your tattoos kind of have a purple background to them, maybe that'll work. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so make sure you head over to Facebook at Pulse107.7 and let us know what was your favorite color when you were a kid, and is it still the same today?